the sorceries of Magnus's brood.
Asmund's words seemed redundant, but he continued with a more precise warning.
This whole city is steeped in the power of the weird, old wolf. Illusion is a weapon as powerful as any bolt or blast.
So we can trust nothing we see or hear, Rune Priest.
You can trust my words, old wolf, and the strength of Ross.
The Space Wolves fired on the move, leaving the streets carpeted with hundreds of red-coated corpses as they pushed hard into the outer reaches of the precincts. Stormbirds and Thunderhawks scoured the broad avenues and plaza with battle cannon and las cannon fire. Ulvi and his company advanced past the smoldering wrecks of fighting vehicles and armored walkers. Though progress was swift, the Lord of the 13th Company knew better than to underestimate the task ahead.
Stay alert. Magnus's warriors have yet to show themselves. Know that when their fury comes, it will be fierce, and we must ride the storm together. Listen to my command. Fight as one.
Halfdan's reply growled across the Voxlick.
There is not a son of Prospero yet born to match the rout. Even if there are any brave enough left amongst them to dare face us.
Not if they were the 10,000 sons would they casually confront the Baeli. Not if they have the wisdom they claim so proudly.
Jürgen was without mirth for a change.
The ravens feed on those that fall to the guns of cowards just the same.
Hard fighting delivered the old guard of the 13th onto the steps of the inner sanctum. The last 200 meters fought through a bloody melee. Like phalangites of ancient Terran history, spire guard with melter pikes formed lines 16 deep across the streets leading to the library temple, the tips of their weapons glowing like heated brands. Where they struck the plate of the charging space wolves, the long spears erupted with intense blasts of energy, piercing armor and snapping thickened bone. The rune priest, Asmund, called out to Bulvi once more.
These foes are real enough, old wolf, but the temple pyramid burns with malefic power. The enemy that lies within is strong in the ways of the broken path. He shields himself and his followers from my gaze with a curtain of beguiling gold.
The sons of Russ hacked at their foes. Bulvi stepped into the breach of the phalanx, his plasma pistol annihilating the body of a Prosperine defender.
Press on! The scouts scorn on the hindmost!
The press of bodies was thick, but such was the strength and bulk of the Space Marines that even the backswing of a weapon would crush a man's skull, and they trampled over their close-packed foes like a stampede of wild beasts. Though some fell to the melter pikes, such gaps were quickly filled with more eager warriors, cutting down all in reach so that not a foe was left to strike at them from behind. Ranulf was the first to break through and ascend the steps, others following swiftly toward the main doors of the pyramid. The great gate was flanked with tall statues of Magnus, cyclopean guards with arms crossed over their chests, a rod in one hand and a curved kopesh blade in the other.
And still they do not show themselves!
The ground started to shake, vibrating as if to the footstep of some impossibly vast beast. Cracks ran down the steps, parting the stone to swallow legionaries and spire guard alike, hellfire glowing from the depths as though they were fractures into the abyss itself. The entrance to the pyramid yawned wide. Its two great doors swung outwards with a crack like thunder and a flare of white light. From the unnatural brightness emerged a column of space marines armored in plate of dark red, edged with gold and silver. Bolter fire raked down the steps, the rapid crack and boom of propellant and detonations in perfect time to the step of the Thousand Suns legionaries. The fusillade struck attacker and spire guard without favor, pranging from the armor of the former, tearing apart the latter. So precise and ruthless was the counterattack that Bulvi had thought at first that automatons assailed his warriors. He saw also in that moment that to pause in the slightest would be disaster. If the Thousand Suns were to sweep the space wolves from the threshold of their citadel, they might well drive them out of the precincts entirely. Into the teeth of the snarling fire raced the wolf lord, a shot from his plasma pistol vaporizing the head of an advancing legionary of Prospero.
Into the storm!
We are the Thunder of Fenris! We are the Old Father's Lightning!
He raced up the steps three at a time to come alongside Ranulf and the others that had been caught in the open. Ranulf's left arm was clenched across his chest, blood on his hip and breastplate. The rest of the Old Guard poured onwards, ignoring the torrent of bolts, heedless of their foe's wrath as they returned it in kind. Ranulf waved away Bulvi's proffered hand of assistance. He grunted as he stood up.
It is nothing, Old Wolf. I can still fight.
I did not say otherwise, brother. Lead the assault!
The gap swiftly closed. The Thousand Sons soon abandoning bolters for gleaming halberds and bayonets against the chainswords and power axes of the Space Wolves. Through the fighting, Bulvi spied a figure with a coat of dark blue over his armor, its thick cloth stitched with many archaic sigils and devices. Several hooded acolytes stood around the sorcerer, lightning and fire spraying from their outthrust hands.
There he is! The Witch Warrior!
Redoubling his efforts, Bulvi hewed down one enemy legionary after another, shouldering his way past his own warriors in his eagerness to bring the fight to the Psyker. Yet he was still more than 20 meters from the grand entrance when the sorcerer turned and retreated across the threshold, disappearing into the bright light within. The Old Guard formed up around their lord, and like the tip of a spear, they punched through the Thousand Sons, trusting to the rest of the company to guard their backs as they surged up the steps again, ignoring the flicker of incendiary bolts that followed them. Beyond the doors, all was shimmering gleam and wisps of flame-like streamers of fog. There was no time for a subtle strategy. The precincts had to fall. Bulvi plunged into the shifting light with a last roared command.
With me! We sheathe our claws in the heart of the foe!